The Erev Shabbos Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the ninth parak of Trumot at the Mishnah Dalid, Gidulei Truma, Truma. What grows from Truma is treated as Truma. We've seen the first three Mishnahs of this parak. It's treated as rabbinical Truma, so it's still chayev in the Matano, the gifts that the Bible requires, because biblically it's Chulin, rabbinically it's Truma, as we've explained. The exception that proves the rule here are things like onions and bulbs, where the seed, it's not zoro kola, as we saw. It's not that you plant the seed in the ground and the seed is gone and a new plant comes. It's the same plant. It's merely getting bigger in the ground. So by things like the things that are bulbs in the ground, those are always truma. And the Mishnah continues, gidule gidulin chulin. But if you replanted the second generation seeds, you replanted this rabbinical truma from wheat and barley, etc., things that are actually seed-like, not bulb-like, chulin. That is chulin, no stringencies there. Aval, but the Mishnah says a tevel. Tevel is untithed produce. A Maiser Rishon, the first tithe for Levim. Sfiche Shvit, aftergrowths from the sabbatical year. Trumat chutzla aretz. Truma from outside Eretz Yisrael. Now, is there such a thing? Yes, rabbinically in Syria. In Syria, bordering Eretz Yisrael, there is rabbinical truma. A meduma, and meduma we're familiar with now from our study of trumot. It's a mixture of truma and chulin. But bikurim, and bikurim are the first fruits, the first growing item from the shivas haminim, from the seven species Eretz Yisrael is praised with. Gidulehen chulin. What grows from them is treated as chulin. The Bartner says these are not mitzuyin, they're not very common, so there's less reason for the rabbis to make a gezeira and make a decree to protect people from consuming truma wrongly. So these things, if they are planted, you know, they shouldn't be planted, they should be eaten in kedusha or treated properly, but if they were planted in the ground, there was no gezeira to make them rabbinically follow in the footsteps of their father seed. Gidule hektish. Now, what if somebody planted seeds or grains that belonged to hektish, the Beis Hamikdash, u'maiser sheni, or ones that are supposed to be taken to Yerushalayim, chulin, that is chulin, u'pudeyatam bizmon zaram, but you have to redeem them, you have to buy them back. But you could buy them back at the value of when they are planted. So, for instance, if somebody planted wheat seeds that were worth $10, and now he has and they were hektish, or they were maiser sheni, the maisa. And now what he has in his field are wheat plants worth $200. So when he's podeh, when he redeems it, and he has to redeem it and pay the value so hektish doesn't lose out and maiser sheni doesn't lose out, like he's going to eat the maiser sheni himself in Yerushalayim, he can buy it back at the value of the seeds. So we see from here a tremendous musar that your potential, you might have a beautiful potential, you might be a seed, but you need to plant that seed in the ground so it develops into something that's worth far more than the mere potential. Good, Rabosai, Mishnah Hei. Mea legina shel truma, the achat shel chulin. He planted 100 rows or patches in his garden. 100 of them were truma, and one of them was chulin. So apparently when he was pulling out the seeds to plant the garden, he accidentally mixed the chulin seeds and the truma seeds, and so what he's ended up planting is a bunch of truma and a little bit of chulin. So what happens? Kulan mutarin bedevar shezoru kola. If it's something where the seed dissolves, zoru kola, the seed is gone, it's a normal thing like wheat and barley where the seed's gone, it's not onions or bulbs or anything, everything is mutar. Now this is really interesting. What happens basically is it's the plant that grows out of a seed of truma, it's rabbinically truma. So when there's a suffek, when there's a doubt about that, it's basically a suffek de rabbonon lekula. It's a doubt in a rabbinical law. We don't know which one's chulin. We don't know which one's truma. So the rabbis did not decree that everything's truma because lemaisa, some of it is actually plants of chulin. And even if we treated it as truma, it's chulin on a deraisa level. It's only truma on a rabbinical level, so suffek derabanan lekula. Aval bedavar she'ein zoro kole, but if it's something like our onions, our bulbs in the ground, where the original truma is still present, it's still there, it's merely adding on, Afilu meya shel chulin. Even if you had 100 chulin, v'achat shel truma and one truma, kulan asurin. Everything is asur. Now you're going to say, whoa, if you have 100 chulin and one truma, it should be batal. You're right. That's true, but that's only when it's detached from the ground and physically mixed up. In those cases where, yeah, one say of truma fell into 100 say of chulin, it's true. It's batal. It's batal in 101, we call it. In this case, it's not the same. Bartner says, Lefisha ein karka ole be'achat v'mea. The land can't be batal in 101. So a way to understand this is perhaps each plant or each row of plants is firmly attached to the ground. It's in its own specific place. As we mentioned in the Daf Yomi, kol kavua kamechsa mechsa dama. If something is fixed in place, it has more chashivas and is not bottle. And lamaisa, every plant is at a specific location. It can't be mixed up with the other plants. You can't consider this one truma onion mixed with 100 chulin onions because each onion is planted in a specific place in the ground. So we can't rely on bittel when it's in the ground. Shkoyach Rabosei. Shabbat Shalom Uvrach.